News Limited has been copping plenty of flack in the media lately, and not least because of the News of the World scandal over in the UK. The Greens have called for an inquiry into the Australian media, and Prime Minister Julia Gillard had her own words of warning for News and for the media more broadly when she said, "Don't write crap." Communications Minister Stephen Conroy has also been scathing of some News Limited papers, not for phone hacking or dodgy deals, but because of the tone of its political coverage. He attacked the Daily Telegraph for its reporting on the carbon tax on this program recently, and here he is on Late Line last October attacking The Australian.
The campaigning that they're doing against the NBN doesn't meet any journalistic balance. It doesn't meet any journalistic accountability if you were to look at the actual factual substance of the story. And that's very disappointing to see a newspaper losing its way in this way. And so they have been maintaining a campaign to try and create uncertainty, to create falsehoods about the National Broadband Network.
Communications Minister Stephen Conroy attacking the Australian newspaper late last year over its coverage of the NBN. Well, the man who runs the Australian newspaper is editor Chris Mitchell, and he's the subject of a profile by journalist Sally Neighbour in the monthly magazine out today. Called a genius by some, viewed more as a dictator by others, Chris Mitchell is certainly a complex figure, both loved and loathed. And Sally Neighbour's essay in the monthly is called Murdoch's Man. Sally, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Sally, newspaper editors come and go. Most of us don't necessarily know or care much who they are. A fair few people do know Chris Mitchell's name, though, and have strong views about him and his newspaper. Why is that?
Well, Chris Mitchell has been at the helm of the National Broadsheet for near 10 years now, and he's really transformed The Australian from a newspaper that I think when he took over was regarded as a little bit grey, a little bit irrelevant, a bit marginal, has never had a very large readership. The major Sydney and Melbourne newspapers have a far greater readership than The Australian. But Mitchell has really turned The Australian into the newspaper that sets the national agenda by just ruthlessly campaigning on issues according to News Limited's and The Australian's own kind of ideological bent on those issues. And so he's established The Australian as a very powerful, domineering, hectoring, bullying news outlet that essentially the government has come in many senses to dread and fear and in some quarters despise.
Those are strong words, dread and fear and despise.
Well, that's the language that some government ministers use when they talk about News Limited. Not all of them. Some of them get a reasonable run, but certainly ministers like, as you mentioned, Stephen Conroy and several others feel very strongly about The Australian.
And I noticed you used the word campaigning newspaper there. Stephen Conroy referred to campaigning. I think you go to the nub of the issue here of why we'd have any interest in who Chris Mitchell is and how he operates in very early in the essay when you ask the questions, who is the strong man at the helm of Australia's National Broadsheet, and have he and his paper overreached the proper role of the fourth estate in holding governments to account? I mean, that's the question. It's why we care. What did you come up with a conclusion, with an answer?
Well, I think the campaigns are a very interesting aspect of the way The Australian operates, but you have to go back to exactly what The Australian is. It's an avowedly centre-right-wing newspaper, always has been, always will be, and that's exactly why Rupert Murdoch established it in 1964. And the reason that Mitchell has been so successful at News Limited and in making The Australian such a prominent voice on the media, on the Australian media scene, is that he has been so ruthlessly faithful to that approach, that ideological approach. And so The Australian is anti-regulation, anti-intervention, anti-big government, anti-high taxation. And so that dictates its position on a whole range of issues such as the NBN, the carbon tax, the schools building program, the Pink Bats program. And they don't take a step backwards. They just relentlessly campaign. And we know that Rupert Murdoch endorses campaigns. And, of course, it's well known that there was a conference of News Limited editors held a few months ago near Murdoch's ranch in the States. And the big question many people have been asking is whether or not Murdoch instructed his editors to bring down the government. I'm not aware that he did that. I don't think there's evidence he did that, but certainly they discussed the importance of campaigning, and The Australian is regarded as one of the most successful newspapers in the stable at campaigning, including campaigning against the government.
So we come back to that issue of campaigning, whether that's different and crossing a line from holding a government to account. Your profile reveals a very smart, a very strong individual in Chris Mitchell, very keen on power and control, which I would think wouldn't make him that much different to any normal newspaper editor. I mean, that's pretty much the breed, isn't it?
I don't know a lot of other newspaper editors because, as you say, very few of them have such a high profile as Mitchell. I think he's very similar to Rupert Murdoch in many ways, which I think is why Murdoch regards him so highly and why they share the paper's mission and approach and hold it to their hearts. Mitchell's mum was a refugee from Europe after the war. His father died when he was a young boy. He worked from an early age. He likes to say that he's been a working journo since he was 17 years old. He's also a Queenslander, It's a bit of a pulled
Queenslander
story. Well, I think that's a very important part of it. And Mitchell, and this is the key, Mitchell, like Murdoch, I think, regards himself as an outsider, someone who came from outside the establishment. And so, like his boss, he takes great joy in needling and antagonising the establishment. Although, of course, ironically, they now have become the establishment themselves.
But yes,
still
because...
take that view that, it's their role to poke what they see as the establishment in the eye and to antagonise it and create conflict and dissension. They relish doing that.
It's interesting, isn't it, how you can on the one hand see yourself or regard yourself as an outsider, on the other hand, just reading your profile, it's clear Chris Mitchell desires to be and is, or sees himself anyway, as a player, politically a player.
I don't think he would tell you that, and he didn't tell me that, but that's certainly my view. And you can see that most clearly in Mitchell's relationship with Kevin Rudd. It's a fascinating relationship. They both cultivated each other. They are both men who are very ambitious, very, very clear in what they want and what they need in their own interests. So they cultivated each other back in their Queensland days and developed a very close relationship. And Rudd's staff certainly viewed the support of Mitchell and the Australian as absolutely central to his gaining the Prime Ministership. And I think Mitchell relished being in that position.
Sally, just finally, in this day and age, this changing world of media where people can get their news in all sorts of forms and all sorts of ways, do you think this decision to create a newspaper, I think that your words were that, designed to create conflict or dwell on conflict, more than just the facts, is as much a commercial decision as an ideological one? That's how you sell newspapers?
I think it is. I think it absolutely is. And, several staff at The Australian and close to Mitchell have told me this, that the strategy of the newspaper is to promote conflict, to put itself at the centre of conflict, because that way people are talking about it. I think in some ways it seems to me when I look at their coverage of issues like the carbon tax and global warming, I think they're more interested actually in having the fight about it than establishing where the truth lies. And I think that can be seen in a lot of the paper's coverage.
Sally, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Sally Naber, who's worked as a freelance journalist and also a journalist on staff at The Australian, a long-time journalist with the ABC, of course. She's written this profile on the editor-in-chief of The Australian newspaper, Chris Mitchell, which is published in The Monthly today. It's 8:22 on Breakfast.